Chris Graham spends his days checking the energy efficiency of people's homes. Today he's at Sandra Richards in Mogador, Ohio.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you?
Wonderful. And you?
Better.
Better?
Sandra is 55. Her house is clean and neat. She was a nurse for many years, but today she's sitting on the couch watching TV. A broken foot spiraled into problems with her knee and hip and other health problems.
I mean, I've just had so many things go on in such a little time. I was working 12-hour days, and 1 month later, couldn't work at all.
Sandra qualified for the home weatherization program because she doesn't have much in the way of income anymore. Chris Graham says he's been to a lot of homes where people are far worse off. They can't get around, they don't have money coming in, and their houses get cold in the winter. Graham heads to the basement.
The first thing we have to make sure is that the heating unit is not in terrible, dilapidated shape, and that it does not have more than a specified amount of carbon monoxide present in the flue gases.
He turns on the furnace and sticks a probe into the flue pipe. It looked like a receipt came out.
It kind of is. It tells you exactly what was going on there.
Looks like Sandra's furnace is running pretty well, 81% efficiency. But Graham sees evidence of carbon monoxide in her old water heater.
17 years old, and it just plain needs changed. It's got burnt, scorch all over it, so we're going to do that.
That could cost more than $1,000. But the home weatherization program can afford it these days. The stimulus package included $5 billion for this kind of work, compared with less than $250 million last year. The new money has to be spent within 2 years. And some people think that's just too much money too fast. Leslie Page is with a taxpayer watchdog group called Citizens Against Government Waste.
There's always a lot of waste in government spending anyway, but when you spend it quickly, and there's no very little oversight, that's almost a prescription for seeing a lot of that money go to waste and fraud and losing it to abuse.
That kind of criticism is shocking to David Shea. He's director of the Community Action Council of Portage County, Ohio, the organization that hires Inspector Chris Graham. The weatherization program has been around since 1976, and Shea says they have to report their spending in about 100 different ways.
It's not like money is being thrown out at agencies and just say, oh, go out and do it, you know. There are volumes and volumes of regulations, written regulations, that have been around for a long time. We do so much sophisticated reporting that they know how every dollar is being spent, always, always.
Shea's office used to have one crew out weatherizing homes around the county. Since the stimulus money's come in, he's hired a second crew. But there are so many people wanting their services, the waiting list is still years long. Back at Sandra Richards' house, Inspector Chris Graham has sized a big fan into the front door. He's depressurizing the house so he can see where air is escaping. Graham says she's going to need some doors sealed and new insulation in the attic. He says Sandra will feel more comfortable so she won't need to turn up the heat in the winter. That means she'll save on energy costs and will use less fossil fuels. And that's the whole idea of this project, to use less energy in the future and to help millions of families that couldn't afford to improve things on their own. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.